Hey, this is Max from the Arkells, and you're listening to Underground Sports Philadelphia.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome into episode number 616 of Underground Sports Philadelphia, presented by the City of Vineland. It's KB coming at you solo dolo here for another Wednesday episode, and it's going to be short, sweet, to the point because it is Bryce Harper anniversary day. That's what we're going to talk about on this episode. It's going to be super simple, super fun as we celebrate 5 years of Bryce Harper in a Phillies uniform. But before we get into anything, make sure you guys are following us on the socials at UndergroundPHI, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook.com/UndergroundSportsPHI, Twitch.tv/UndergroundSportsPHI. You can follow me on Twitter at KBIZZL311, and you can follow me on Instagram and Threads at KBIZZLE11. Subscribe to the podcast feed on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts in audio form. Leave a 5-star rating and review. It goes a long way for helping this show continue to grow. Helps more people find Underground Sports Philadelphia as a whole. Helps more people find our entire network as a whole. So keep subscribing, Apple, Spotify, and subscribe to the Underground Sports Philadelphia YouTube channel, youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. It's where you get full video episodes of this show twice a week. I know we've been a little behind on getting uploads up on a consistent basis for you guys over the past couple of weeks. Don't worry, we are very, very close to being completely caught up and schedule being back on track, so bear with us. I apologize. If you don't know, I mentioned this to some people offline, but I do all of the uploading and editing of our shows to make sure they get up. And when I'm out of office for a week and a half and, you know, come right back into full season of musical week, things get a little behind. So I apologize for the delays in the consistent uploads, but trust me, we're very, very close to getting back on track. So bear with us, stick with us. And if you want to get on board with us and intern with us or join us, we are looking for help on the back end of things for sure. So hit us up. Shoot me an email, undergroundsportsphi@gmail.com. But subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're at 751 subscribers right now, trying to get to 800 before March Madness kicks off. So keep subscribing, youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. And of course, Of course, this show is presented by the City of Vineland and the City of Vineland Municipal Calendar. Features city-organized, city-sponsored, and city-affiliated events that are of public interest. The calendar, which is accessible at vinelandcity.org, is a good way for residents and visitors to build awareness, remain engaged with city government, and participate in local events. You can also follow the City of Vineland on social media via their Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube pages. And through these tools, you can stay connected to the community, get important announcements about programs and services offered by the city. Vineland, New Jersey, where it's always growing season. And of course, big thank you to Security 21 Security Systems and Paul J. Gillespie Incorporated for their continued support of this podcast. But like I mentioned, it is Bryce Harper anniversary. Signed with the Phillies 5 years ago on the 28th of February. And he's everything we could have ever hoped for, and then some. Bryce Harper was that player that for the longest time, his 7 years in Washington, was the player we hated, but we loved so much. And we hated that we had to hate him. And I think now that he's in Philly, we fully realize that as Phillies fans. But I mean, Bryce Harper is a generational talent. Was on the cover of Sports Illustrated at 16. Was touted as one of the best prospects in baseball history, and has accomplished so much in his career, has accomplished so much in 5 years in a Phillies uniform, that took him 7 years to do in a Nationals uniform in a lot of ways. And Bryce also, since being a Philly, had to go through a season that was shortened by a global pandemic, went through a shortened season in 2022 due to injury, and, you know, missed part, you know, the first month of 2023. So in all reality, you know, you do a little math here of, let's see, 58 plus 99 to combine 2022 and 2020 together. That's close to a full season. So, I mean, in terms of full seasons, Bryce has played like 4 years here. 157 games in 2019, 141 in 2021, 126 in 2023, and a combined 157 in 2020 and 2022 altogether. Obviously, 2021 wins the MVP, was an MVP in the mix candidate in 2023, finished 12th there, wins two Silver Sluggers in a Phillies uniform, was an All-Star in 2022 but did not play in the All-Star game, and is now going to be the first baseman of the Philadelphia Phillies. I think when we signed Bryce Harper, we thought, hey, we've got an outfielder for the next decade on our hands before he moves to DH, but now he's playing first base heading into, you know, his age 30 season, his age 31 season, I should say. And, you know, it's going to be fascinating to watch Bryce just tackle a new part of his career. And obviously he played a bunch of first base last year for the Phillies to get him back into the swing of things in the field. But, you know, in his career, 35 home runs is the most he's hit in a Phillies uniform. He did that twice, both in 2019 and in 2021. And he hit 21 home runs last year in a season that he only played 126 games. And hit 18 in 2022 when he only played in 99 games. Bryce Harper is truly just scratching the surface. I think in this era of his career, he's a two-time MVP, multiple-time All-Star, and in 5 years in a Phillies uniform, has played in 581 games, has scored 387 runs, has 591 hits in a Phillies uniform. He's going to absolutely crush that number that he had with the Nationals of 922 sooner rather than later. He's got 144 doubles in his Phillies career. He's probably he's going to surpass that 183 mark that he had with the Nationals this season with the Phils. He's got six triples in a Phillies uniform. He had 18 with the Nationals. More than likely, I would say, has a shot to surpass that. In a Nationals uniform in 7 years, 184 home runs. In a Phillies uniform in 5 years, 122. I mean, over the next couple seasons, he could easily smash that. 368 RBIs in 5 years as a Philly. 58 stolen bases. Could easily surpass his Nationals total this year if he has 20 stolen bases. If he has 17 stolen bases, he ties what he had in a Nationals uniform. 374 walks. He's only struck out 561 times. Career 284 batting average in a Phillies uniform, a 395 on base percentage in a Phillies uniform. He's slugging 536 in his Phillies career, has a 931 OPS, a 149 OPS plus. He's been intentionally walked 50 times in a Phillies uniform, where he was intentionally walked 70 times in 7 years in a Nationals uniform. And this doesn't even include the postseason moments we've had with Bryce Harper, from Bedlam at the Bank to seeing him play in a World Series, to the Arcia stare downs, to just countless memories so far for Bryce Harper in a Phillies uniform, has been astronomical in everything and more that you could have asked for when you signed him in 2019. And I think it is the quintessential moment of this era of Phillies baseball. When Bryce Harper signed here, it signaled a new air on the franchise. You know, coming from a rebuild that was, for the most part, failed. You know, there was a couple hits here and there, but it was nothing like an Astros rebuild or to a lesser degree, even a Kansas City Royals rebuild and development. Phillies didn't really hit on a lot of the prospects that they drafted until later on. And I mean, bringing in Bryce Harper signaled this team was ready to win. They were ready to change the narrative around the Philadelphia Phillies. And Bryce Harper has been the beacon of hope to bring in so many other players to this team, from JT Realmuto to Zach Wheeler to Nick Castellanos to Kyle Schwarber to, you know, Taiwan Walker coming here, to just countless guys. You know, even Jeff Hoffman to a lower degree. Like, nobody knew who Jeff Hoffman was before last year, and he and Bryce are best friends. You know, to have Bryson Stott here, who he and Bryce are best friends. Trey Turner, obviously. You know, there's a reason these guys signed in Philadelphia. And yes, Dave Dombrowski and John Middleton have signaled that they want to win. But it all boils down to Bryce Harper is here, and people want to play with Bryce Harper in their career. It's a reason Whit Merrifield has signed with the Phillies. He wants to win. He wants to play alongside Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Nick Castellanos, and the rest of this team. And I think when it's all said and done, Bryce Harper is going to go down as the best free agent signing in Philadelphia sports history, especially if this team ends up winning at least one ring. If the Phillies win a World Series in the Bryce Harper era, Bryce Harper will go down in history as the greatest free agent signing in Philadelphia sports history. And I think he's already made his mark to be the greatest free agent signing in Philadelphia Phillies history. You know, Cliff Lee for the longest time was that in the initial era run that the Phillies had from 07 to 11. He spurns the Yankees and comes back to Philadelphia to be part of a dynamic rotation. But Bryce Harper, for what he has done on the field, off the field, and everything in between, has made Philadelphia his home and has become the face of a franchise in the blink of an eye. And 5 years have gone by. The Phillies have been in two straight NLCSs. They've been to a World Series. Now it's time to win one. And I think Bryce Harper is the lead by example leader that this team needs. He is the engine behind this machine, that as Bryce Harper goes, the rest of this team will go. And the moments are going to continue to rack up in a Phillies uniform for Bryce Harper. He's going to be an all-star more than once. He's going to actually play in an all-star game in a Phillies uniform at some point. He's going to win more Silver Sluggers. He's going to win more MVPs. And the day Bryce Harper gets his ring and is, you know, dubbed a World Series champion, Bryce Harper's ticket to Canton just got that much easier. Cooperstown. Bryce Harper's ticket to Cooperstown got that much easier because he's already on his way there. We'll just expedite the process by getting him a championship and then some. But it's going to be fascinating to watch Bryce Harper for the next 5 years, for the next 8 years of this current contract. And I'm sure an extension is coming because Bryce Harper has what it takes to play into his 40s, wants to retire a Philly. He will retire a Philly. And I just couldn't be more happy that Bryce Harper is a part of this team. It's going to be incredible to watch his first baseman era unfold before our eyes. And I'm just excited for, you know, 2024 to be a full season of Bryce Harper for the first time since 2019. You know, 2021, if I'm not mistaken, was the year Bryce got hit in the face. Was that 2021? Yeah. So, I mean, Bryce Harper gets hit in the face in 2021, misses 20-some-odd games, 21 games, still wins MVP. 2022, only plays in 99 games, Phillies go to the World Series. And 2023, he missed the first month or so of the season and was still a top 12 finisher and MVP, was a silver slugger, and was an absolute rock star for this team coming off of Tommy John surgery. So, I mean, the sky is the limit for Bryce Harper still to this day. I don't know if he'll ever hit his 2015 MVP peak of 42-plus home runs. It would be awesome. I think he's fully capable of doing it. He's got to be able to play a full season, and I think we're poised for that with Bryce this year at first base, and I think it's going to be awesome to watch it continue and him just be a focal point of Philadelphia Phillies baseball for the next decade-plus, playing at a very high level. And hopefully carrying this team forward to not just one, but multiple World Series titles. So Bryce Harper, it's a moment. We'll always remember the John Heyman tweet. You'll remember where you were. You'll remember when it all went down. And you'll remember the Phillies post of, we got him. It's real. You'll remember where you were. It is truly one of those moments in sports that you remember where you were when Bryce Harper signed. And it was one of the coolest moments on this show when Bryce Harper signed, that it was in, you know, the early stages of Underground when Bryce signed. And hopefully one day we have Bryce Harper on this show as a guest, because that would be all time to be able to sit down with Bryce Harper for 15, 20 minutes and just talk shop, because he is one of the coolest people, and just happy he's on our side. So here's to five more years of Bryce Harper, and then some, as the journey continues for the Fight and Phils and their quest to be World Series champions. That's all I got for you guys. Make sure you're following us, like I mentioned at the top of the show, on all the socials, at Underground PHI, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook.com/UndergroundSportsPHI, Twitch.tv/UndergroundSportsPHI. Get your merch at PHIapparel.co and use code Underground for 10% off your merch orders. Subscribe to the podcast feed on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to the Underground Sports Philadelphia YouTube channel. And, of course, this show is presented by the City of Vineland. And whether you're a company looking to expand, relocate, or you're a new business startup, selecting the right location is critical to your success. Vineland, New Jersey offers both an affordable business location and an excellent quality of life. The city's economic development department is a one-stop source for moving your project through the development and approval process, and their goal is to make this process as smooth as possible and to provide the fastest turnaround times in the region. If you're considering potential locations for your operation, contact the Vineland Economic Development Team at 856-794-4100. That's 856-794-4100. Vineland, New Jersey, where it's always growing season. A big thank you to Security 21 Security Systems and Paul J. Gillespie Incorporated for their continued support of this podcast. This has been episode number 616 of Underground Sports Philadelphia, presented by the City of Vineland. Happy Bryce Harper Gotcha Day. We'll see you guys on the next one. But until then, I'm getting the heck up out of here. I'm signing off. Peace. I'm